USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New England is bracing for Hurricane Henri as the storm's effects could be seen as early as Saturday night. The Category 1 storm is expected to make landfall Sunday afternoon on Long Island or in southern New England. Hurricane warnings are in effect along Long Island to Montauk Point and for New Haven, Connecticut to west of Westport, Massachusetts and on Block Island. The storm's effects are expected to be felt throughout the northeast inland as far as Albany, New York. If Henri is still hurricane strength when it makes landfall, it would be the first direct hit by a hurricane for New England since Hurricane Bob in 1991. And new data says COVID vaccinations are again on the rise amid the current spread of the Delta variant of the virus. White House COVID-19 data director Cyrus Shapar tweeting Saturday that 1.05 million doses were administered on Friday, the third straight day over 1 million given. More than 60% of Americans 12 and up are now fully vaccinated against COVID. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership, competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.